Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Psukah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, about to look at the rest of Mishnah Aleph and then Bet Gimel and Dalad together. Mishlo Asim Chat Beit HaShoeva, Lo Asim Cham Miyamav. If you never saw Simchat Beit HaShoeva, you never saw a real Simcha. The next Mishnah, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, we hear about how they would celebrate on the night after the first Yom Tov. Yardu the Azrat Nashim Takim Sham Tikkun Gadol. Go down to the Azrat Nashim and make a big job or a big ordinance, but they would fix something up special. We'll hear the Gemara what that means. Rochel Zahab Ayusham. There were big gold lamps. From Asfalim Shel Zahab Rashayim. Each one had four gold cups on top. There are four ladders for each one to climb up. The four young Kohanim. And they had a jug of 120 log of oil that they would pour into each one of the cups. They would take the worn out pants and belts of the bidei kuna and they would use them to light the fire. And so those were the wicks and also the kind of the match to light with. And there was no courtyard in Yerushalayim that wasn't fully lit up from the light of the Beit HaShoeva. So it was a huge, huge light from these menorot, which allowed them to celebrate all night with light. So the pious people and people of good deeds would dance in front of everyone else. They would have torches, lit torches in their hands. And they would sing songs of praise to Hashem. And the Levim would have no end of instruments, harps and lyres and cymbals and cornets and all sorts of other instruments. So they would be on the 15 steps that went down from Ezrat Yisrael down to the Ezrat Nashim, which were built to correspond with the 15 Shirei HaMa'ala in Tehillim. Chapter Kuf Chav through Kuf Lamed Dalet inclusive. Two Kohanim would stand on the gate that opened up from Ezrat Yisrael down to Ezrat Nashim. They had two cornets. Karah Gever, when it was the rooster crowed, Taku Veriyu Taku, they blew a tarat, as we'll call it, Tkiya Chua Tkiya. Higulim Allah Sirut, they got down to the 10th step. Unclear if that means 10 steps down or 5 steps down to the 10th step. Taku Veriyu Taku, again they blasted. Higula Azara, they got down to the Azrat Nashim, Taku Veriyu Taku. Hayutokin Mochin Anshmegin the Shari Yotzeb Mizrach, and they continued blasting until they got to the gate that went out to the east. When they got to the gate going east, they turned to the west. And everybody said, our ancestors who were in this place, it was harking back to the time of the Avodah Zarah, they would have their backs to the Heichal, and they'd face east, and they would bow to the rising sun. But we raise our eyes to God. They would actually say it twice. We face God, and to God our eyes are cast. Okay, those mishnayot we will now begin analyzing in this Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Mishlo Asim Chat Beit HaShoeva, Lo Asim Cham Miyamav. We said that line, and then we spin off of it. Mishlo Ra Yerushalayim Tifarta, Ra Krach Nechman Mialam. If you never saw Yerushalayim in its glory, you never saw a beautiful city. If you never saw the Beit HaMikdash in its glory, you never saw a beautiful building. Mahi, what's that? That's the last iteration of the Beit HaMikdash built under Herod. How did he build it? With marble stones. Or with these other gold gems and blue gems. Apik Safa Vayel Safa, you would have a piece go out and in Kechel the Kabel Sida so that the plaster would go in. So the Misha Medahava, he wanted to coat it with gold. Amr the Rabbanan said, Shavke Dachi Shapir Dami, It looks nicer this way. Rechazi kaduta diyam. It looks like waves. Tanur Yuna Omer Mishalor Ad Diploston Shal Alexandria from Mitzrayim Lavi Kavodan Shal Yisrael. If you never saw the great building in Alexandria, you never saw the glory of the Jewish people. Amru Kimyan Basilike Gedolaita. It was a big basilica. Stav Lefimi Stav. It had a row inside of a row of pillars. Pamim Shayuba Kiflaim Kiyotse Mitzrayim. There was one point it had 1,200,000 people in it. We have other versions of the Gemara. It's either that they had 600,000 or twice as many. They had 71 gold chairs to correspond to the 71 of the Sanhedrin. And each one was no less than 210,000 talents of gold. Mashal Eitzpem Saita, and there was a big podium of made of wood, a riser of wood in the middle. And the Chazan would stand in the middle, and he would have flags in his hand, little banners. He'd have to wave the flag so people could hear it, see it, and notice say Amen, because they could not hear the Chazan, because it was so big. They wouldn't sit together. Goldsmiths would sit by themselves and by guilds. Kasafin b'fnatzman, silversmiths. Napachim b'fnatzman, forges. Tarsim b'fnatzman, girdim b'fnatzman. All the different livelihoods. Shanin lichlas sham, ayam makir balei umnotov and afneshlan l'sham. If a poor man would come in, he'd recognize with the people who did what he did for a living, and he would go to there. Misham b'nasatov farasat nashevito, and they would support him and give him help. And for his family. And Alexander the Great killed all of them. So that posited, of course, this huge building during the end of the Persian era. Why were they punished? Because they violated the Pasuk. They returned to Egypt. They deliberately came back to Egypt and built it up. When Alexander came, he found that they were reading in the Sefer Torah, in the curse in Devarim, God will bring a nation from the distance, a chutzpahdic nation, and they will come and take you. He says, I'm coming in a boat in 10 days. And the wind brought me in 5 days. Now it must be that I am the fulfillment of that prophecy. He came and killed them all. That's based on the fact that the rest of the pasuk is kasher yideh hanasher, just like a vulture comes down. Okay, the next line was Motzei Yom Tov. They said they made a tikkun gadol. My tikkun gadol, Rav Elazar ki otah sheshaninu. We have the Mishnah in Deot Chalaka itav Rishona mikifua gezuz tra. Originally, the Ezrat Nashim was one big area, and they put a balcony around it. They made sure that the women were up on top in the balcony and the men below, and that was to make sure that during this big simcha they would not mix. Originally, the women were on the inside, the men on the outside. They called it Rosh, and that would lead to lightheadedness. They switched them around. Now, everybody in the day called it Rosh. There was still a problem because men were on the way out mixed with the women. To put the women in a balcony. How can you change the Azara? The famous pasuk in the Yeramim that David says, everything that I laid out as the blueprint for the Mikdash was Hashem directing me, which is how we explain all of the changes that don't seem to be documented from the Mishkan to the Mikdash, was all benivuah. And Marav, Krash, Kachuv, Darush. They found another pasuk, and they darshan. What was that? It was Saftaris, Mishpachot, Mishpachot, Levad, Mishpachot, Beit David, Levad, Unashayhem, Levad. That when the people are mourning in this vision of Zechariah, it's the men separately and the women separately. Amru. Think about this. Umalatid, Lavosh, Uskim, Yaspeid, Rein, Yitzhar, Sholeit, Bahem. In the future times, there's no more Yitzhara, and they're involved in mourning. They still said men and women should be separate. Now they're celebrating. The Yitzhara is still alive and kicking. How much more so we have to keep them separate? What is this mourning in the future they're talking about? This is the one mentioned in the Bavli, of the famous Midrashic Mashiach ben Yosef, who's supposed to precede Mashiach ben David. That doesn't mean when Mashiach ben Yosef is killed. V'charmal Yitzhar Shenarag. The mourning for the Yitzhar that's killed. Bishwan the Marmal Shech ben Yosef Shenarag. I understand the first decision. I do chti, bitu elai, dashut akaru, satual kmisved al yachid. Now mourn for the one who's gone. El mandamar, Yitzhar Shenarag, hai espeda, barlami avad. Why would you mourn? Simcha barlami avad. You should celebrate the death of the Yitzhar. Amai pacha, why are they crying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzer Hara in front of the Tzaddikim and Shaim and kill it. Tzaddikim and Elohim Kahar Gavah. The Tzaddikim are going to see it like some huge mountain that they were somehow able to overcome. Shaim and Elohim Kahuta Se'aran. Then the Shaim will see it as a thin hair that they couldn't beat. Halalu bochin, valalu bochin. Why are they both crying? Tzadikim bochin v'omreim, echon lichbosh hargavah kazeh. The tzadikim are crying and say, how were we able to defeat this huge mountain? Shraim bochin v'omreim, me'ach lo yachon lichbosh t'chut ha'sarazen. Of course, the Mishraim are going to cry, how could we not defeat this thin little hair? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamei ma'ayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be surprised. Shemar, k'mar adonai tzotki, palei b'ayinai she, 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 b'ayinai. But here, he's reading it as affirmative, yes, I will also be surprised. Originally, the Yetzer looks like a thin little hair. Then it looks like thin, thick chain. Alright, so, it starts out like a small little rope, and then it becomes like a thick chain. It becomes bigger and bigger. Tanar Bana Mashiach ben David, Shatid li galot meiravi amenu, Mashiach, who will speedily be revealed. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'amani davar v'atein l'cha. Ask anything from me and I'll give it to you. Shnamar from the second Perek in Tehillim, Esparal chok, Ani ayom l'iticha, Sha'amani v'atna goyi v'nachatecha. God says to Mashiach, ask what you want from me and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. V'kivan shenira, Mashiach ben Yosef shenirag, when he sees Mashiach ben Yosef, his predecessor, killed, all I want is to live. David, your ancestor, already prophesied that you'd have it. He asked the Chaim and you gave it to him. The Yitzhar has seven names. God called it evil. Before the Mabul. Actually, the aftermath, when God promises not to destroy again, after all, man is created with Ra. Moshe kro arel. Moshe called it uncircumcised. Shenemar umaltemet orlat levavchem. You shall circumcise the orla of your heart. David kro tamei. Shenemar lev tov ra leilohim. Give me a pure heart, so my heart is impure. Chadika tamei. Shlomo kro sone. Shlomo called him an enemy. Shenemar imraev sona acha chele olachem. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. And if he's thirsty, give him water. What you basically is cooking coals for him, and God will pay him for you. God will hand him over to you, as it were. This is a pasuk, of course, that's used midrashically to describe Esther's brilliant plan of inviting Haman and Ahasuerus to the party. Shaul called him a stumbling block. Shenemar, solu, solu, panu, derach, hamim, mikshol, derach, hami, lift up the mikshol from my people. Chezkel kro'o evan. Chezkel kro'o, a heart of stone. Shemar, sotile et leva evan v'sarchem. I will take out the heart of stone from your flesh. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. Yoel kro'o tzfoni. Yoel called him the northern one. Shemar, v'etat tzfoni archik me'alechem. And Yoel dal and Yoel bet. I will take the northern one and distance him from you. Okay, Tanar Banan, now we will interpret that pasuk, that passage. The drasha here is called the tzfoni because it's safun, hiding in man's heart. They will exile him to a wasteland and a desolate land. There will be no people that the Yitzhara can mess with. At Panav El Yama Kadmoni, his face will face the eastern sea. Tanav Mikdash Rishon Rechivo, because he's the one who aimed at Mikdash Rishon, Kadmoni here being Rishon, and he killed all the Tavon Chachamim. So for Yom Acharon, his back faces the western sea, the Mediterranean. He also destroyed the Meit Sheni, and again killed the scholars. The stink will rise. He ignores the nations and he comes after the Jews. He deliberately goes after the Talmidei Chachamim. We'll hear a story about this, but follow the pasuk as it was broken up in sections and interpreted. Kihad Abaye, by himself, Shamelahu Gavra de Kamarli Yitata. There was a man said to a woman, they're not married to each other, Naktim and Ezel Borcha. Let's go on the way. Mar Ezel Afreshinu Misura. Abaye said, I better keep them away from Isur. After all, they're going to go on, just take a walk together. They're going from point A to point B and they're going to join each other. I'll stop them. Azav Atrai Utlata Parsi Biagman. He followed them for three parsot. When they separated, he said, Urchin Rechika Vetzavtim Sima. The way is long and company is nice. In other words, they just walked and had an innocent time. If my enemy was there, meaning if I were there, I wouldn't have been able to withstand the company of this woman without attempting to have relations with her. He hung, sat, like, and leaned against the door. He was very sad that this simple farmer, or whoever it was able to just have an innocent walk with this woman, and Abaye felt if he were in that situation, he would have been tempted. Ata Usava, so an old man came and tried to comfort him. Tana like Kogoro Mechavero, so Kogoro Himenu. Somebody who's greater than a fellow, his Yetzirah is bigger. As the Yetzirah tries to Davka get the Tana Chachamim. So that's why you would not have been able to withstand it, because you're greater. Every day your Yetzirah tries to get after you. Shinemar, Rak Ra, Kolayom, evil all day. I remember Shimon Lakish, Yitzroh Shel Adam, Mitkaber Alav B'Cholim B'Kesh Labito. Not only your Yitzhar comes after you every day, but wants to kill you, Shemar. So Fer Rasha La Tzadik, the Rasha here being the Yitzhara, is looking, scouting out the Tzadik, B'Kesh Labito, and wants to kill him. Malekodesh Baruch Hu She'ozer Lo, Eno Yecholo. Without God's help, you couldn't beat him, Shemar. Adonai Le'ezvenu V'yadov, Le'ezvenu Mishafto. God will not leave you to this Rasha. Those are consecutive psukim in Tehillim Lamed Zayin. If this disgusting one, the Yetzer Hara, encounters you, schlep him to the Beit Midrash. Im Evan Hu, if he's rock, Nimoach, the Torah will melt him. Im Barzel Hu, if he is iron, on the other hand, Mitpotzeitz. And it's any mashal you want to take for what the Yetzer Hara is, the Torah will destroy it. So it's Barzel will be exploded. Im Evan Hu, Nimoach, Tehtiva, Kiltzevel Lechulamayim, Torah's water. Tehtiva, Avanim, Shachakumayim. Rocks are melted by water, are worn away by water. My words are like fire, and like a hammer that explodes on the anvil. The Yetzirah tempts you in this world, and then it testifies against you in the world to come. A manon in the substitution code of Rabbi Chia is another name for a witness. So Achitai Manon, at the end he'll be a witness. This is in the second story of Hosea and Eshet Znunim. They were misled by Ruach Znunim Uchtiv Bikirbam that was in their midst. Bitchila Hitam. First it led them astray. Uvasof Bikirbam. Then it became part of who they were. The Yetzer Hara first is called an outsider, then it's called a visitor, and then it's called a man. Shenemar is the Mashal Kivsat Harash of Natan to David. So it's Helech, and then Oreach, and then it's for an Ish. Natan's Mashal, of course, is about David taking Bathsheba from Uriah, and the Yetzer certainly plays a large role there. A male, has a small organ. Marivo Savea. Interesting thing about it, if you starve him, he's happy, he's satisfied, must be but if you sate him, then Raev, he becomes hungry. Shinamar ki maritam vaizbo. Amrchanon bar achad. Amri beirav, arba amit charetel anakunish baruch hu shibra'am. God regrets four things that he created. Galut, exile, Kasdim, the Chaldeans, Yishmaelim, V'Yetzer Hara. galut harino dichtiv atam alifonu uman raike lukacha michinam. Why are here my nation was taken for naught? And what are they doing in galut? I shouldn't have done it. Kastim dichtiv and eretz kastim zeham lo haya. This nation shouldn't have been at all. Ishmaelim dichtiv yishlayu ohalim l'shodedim uftuchol markizei el asherivi eloha biyado. So this is talking about the shodedim, the desert thieves, that God is the one who brought them. It's a hard echtiv, v'asher harayoti. I, God says, I made the evil, and that's I regret that. Miyachan malei shalosh mikot halal miyontu raglem shalim shal Yisrael. If it weren't for these three psukim, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Jewish people wouldn't be able to stand. As their defense. Chad dichtiv ashariyoti, the one we just saw. Chad dichtiv, hinei kachom yad yotzer kenatem biyadi beit Yisrael. That you, when Yirmiyahu was told to go down to the potter and watch him work, and then when the potter has something that didn't work out, he takes it and smashes it and starts again. And God says, you are like, the material in the hands of the potter, you bnei Yisrael. So you're in my hands. As we say, God is the one who has that ability to do it, and therefore we can't really blame us for not being more sensitive and having a lev basar on our own. He has a fourth pasuk, and that same passage in Yechezkel about Taharat Am Yisrael, I will put my spirit among you. So that's up to God. In near the beginning of Zechariah has, in the first half of Zechariah, seven visions that he has in one night on the 24th of Shvat, in the second year of Daryavish. And the second of those visions is Vayareni Adonai Arbach Harashim. He sees four artisans. Manni, and they're making horns. Manni no Arbach Harashim, who are they? Chanam Abiznam, Rashim, Chasidah, Mashiach, Ben David, Shach, Ben Yosef, Ve'eliyahu, Ve'kohen Tzedek. So these are all part of the future redemption. Ma'ativ of Sheshet, then why does he say when Zechariah asks what are these, and he's told these are the horns that hurt, that destroyed Yehuda, these should be the good guys. His answer was, go look at the end of the pasuk. This is what Rav Shimon Chasidus says. Really, these are the four coming to defend Yehuda and to scare off the people who are trying to hurt us. So why am I messing with Chana Rav Bizna when it comes to Agadata? He's a master. So we're going to have seven shepherds and eight princes in the future. Maninu Shiva Roim, who are these seven shepherds? David Bayemtsa, Adam Shetum Shelach Mimino, so David's in the middle. Adam Shetum and Tushelach, three of our ancient ancestors on one side. From Yaakov and Moshe Bismolo, these are three other shepherds, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe on the left. Maninu Shmonan Sikhe Adam, who are the eight princes? Yishai, David's father, Shaul, David's predecessor, Shmuel, David's anointer, Amos, Tzfanya, Tzidkiah, Umashiach, Ve'eliyahu. We'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with further analysis of the description of Simchat Beit HaShoeva on the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.